Gateway News. I'm Steve Miller reporting. Russian President Vladimir Putin said he will run in the 2018 presidential elections. This time, Putin said he will run as an independent candidate.
This will be a self-nomination, but of course I hope very much for support of those political forces, however they are organized, in parties or social movements, which share my view on development of the country, and trust me, I expect it and expect a widespread support of citizens.
Putin, whose presidential approval ratings top 80%, is set to easily win in the March 18th vote. Jeff Custer reports on the Islamic extremist suicide bomber who disguised himself as a police officer. He killed at least 17 and injured 20 at a police academy in Somalia's capital Thursday.
Captain Mohammed Hussein said the bomber infiltrated General Kahaye Police Academy with explosives strapped around his waist and torso and targeted officers gathering for special morning exercises. Police said the bomber walked into the academy undetected and joined a long line of officers in the rehearsal parade before he detonated the explosives under his sportswear. The Somali-based Al-Shabaab extremist group quickly claimed responsibility for the attack. Jeff Custer, VOA News.
United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres said Thursday the arrest of two Reuters news agency journalists in Myanmar was clearly a concern, but his main concern was the dramatic violations of human rights that have occurred in the country. The Ministry of Information in Myanmar said Wednesday the journalists will be charged under the country's colonial-era Officials Secret Act, which carries penalties of up to 14 years. Reuters has called for the journalists to be released. This is VOA News. United Nations independent expert on alleged North Korean human rights violations was put on the defensive in Seoul Thursday over South Korea's opaque treatment of defectors. Luis Ramirez has that story.
In his statement to the press, Tomas Ojeda Quintana wanted to meet with the 12 North Korean women restaurant workers who escaped from China to seek asylum in South Korea in 2016 to independently verify that they had come to the South of their own accord, but was not able to do so. North Korea has demanded the return of these defectors, charging that they were abducted by South Korean agents.
The South Korean government, I would say that it's not preventing me to interview them, but there are some limitations in terms of, organizing the encounter with these women.
South Korea often will not release any information about defectors, purportedly to protect families of the defectors who are still in North Korea, from any government retribution. Luis Ramirez, VOA News.
British Prime Minister Theresa May has suffered a damaging blow to her plans for leaving the European Union at the hands of her fellow lawmakers. David Doyle explains.
Politicians have been debating the detail of an EU withdrawal bill for 7 days and voting on any potential amendments. Wednesday's amendment was put forward by a member of May's own party, former Attorney General Dominic Grieve.
To implement something that we do not at present know what it is.
The amendment gives Parliament the power to approve or reject the government's final Brexit deal by passing a separate written law. That means May could get sent back to the EU negotiating table if lawmakers are not happy with the terms of withdrawal.
May now heads to Brussels to try and encourage the European bloc's other leaders to start a discussion on future trade. A capsule carrying U.S., Russian, and Italian astronauts from the International Space Station landed in Kyrgyzstan Thursday after a 5-month mission. The trio's departure has reduced the crew of the ISS to just three. Three new crew members are scheduled to blast off on December 17th. Disney is buying a large part of the Murdoch's family 21st Century Fox for about $52 billion in stock. The deal gives Disney film and television businesses that include movie properties such as Avatar, X-Men, Fantastic Four, and Deadpool, as well as TV shows like The Simpsons and Modern Family. For additional stories 24 hours a day, point your web browser to voanews.com. In Washington, I'm Steve Miller.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
It's Border Crossing.